弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
青少年短宣队已经安全回到我们中间，感谢主。
We give thanks to God that our youth has returned to us safely.
大家看到这是什么蔬菜呀？发生了什么情况？
What vegetable is this? What has happened to it? Do you know?
这是圆白菜，也叫卷心菜，在台湾称作什么？高丽菜。
So this is cabbage. In Taiwan, it's called collards from its Latin roots.
是被菜青虫啃咬的结果。
This is the result of damage done by the pest caterpillar.
菜青虫从哪里来？跑到菜上来。
Where do they come from?
就是从那些在花园里边，那叫什么？我们想称的是纷飞起舞的那些蝴蝶中，有一种叫做菜粉蝶。
The caterpillar came from the white, small cabbage white butterflies.
这些菜粉蝶在菜叶子上产卵，虫卵经过大概4到8天孵化出幼虫，这些幼虫就是菜青虫。
So these butterflies lay eggs, on the leaves of these vegetables, and after 4 to 8 days, they hatch and give birth to a larvae.
那这些菜青虫的生命大约是10到20天，它们非常的贪婪，食量非常大，而且是边吃边拉。
So the lifespan of the caterpillar is about 10 to 20 days. They're voracious feeders, and they'll also leave their excrement.
不单把菜叶吃烂，而且呢，会造它的粪便会造成菜叶的腐烂发霉。
So they not only eat the leaves, and their excrement also cause damage to the vegetable.
那这种菜粉蝶，它成虫的生命大约5天的时间。大家知道，在这5天之内，它到处纷飞，能够产多少卵吗？知道吗？500粒。
So the lifespan of an adult cabbage butterfly is only about 5 days. The female butterfly can lay 500 eggs during that 5 days.
所以从幼虫。从虫卵到幼虫到结茧，然后呢，羽化成为粉蝶。它整个这一个生活期间，在从春天到秋天的时候，它们大概能够生产4到8代。
So in the life cycle from eggs to larva, to pupa and to adult butterfly, is rather short.And they can have 4 to 8 generations within 1 year's time.
我们可以想象，在一个大面积种植的蔬菜基地中，一旦遭到菜粉蝶的入侵，它们一代比一代的疯狂的发动袭击，其毁坏程度是不堪设想。
So we can see that in a large cabbage field, once the cabbage are infested with the cabbage white butterflies, and due to their ferocious attack.Generations after generations, the extent of damage could be devastating.
除了卷心菜和卷心菜同属十字花科的其他的一些芥菜、甘蓝呢、花叶菜呢等等，都是菜粉蝶侵害的对象。
So besides cabbages, all species of the cruciferous vegetables, such as Chinese broccoli, kale.Cauliflowers, they're all targets of the attack.
如果想看到真实的景象，结束之后可以到菜园子看一看。
If you want the real vision of what I'm talking about, just go to pastor's vegetable garden after the meeting.
那大家知道吗？是什么原因吸引这些菜粉蝶在十字花科这些蔬菜叶子上产卵？大家知道吗？
So do you know what attracts these cabbage white butterflies to oviposit the eggs on the cruciferous vegetable?
除了这些蔬菜, 它们叶子的表面光滑没有毛刺。
Besides the smooth surface of the green leaves of the vegetables,
最主要的原因是它们会分泌一种芥子油。
The other main reason is that the mustard oil secreted by the plant.
可能就是我们所吃的那个芥末的味道，这个味道吸引了彩粉蝶来到这里，落在上面产卵。
The flavor of this mustard oil secreted by the plant attracts these butterflies and also serves as a source of the larvae.
那根据研究，人们适量的食用芥子油可以起到刺激唾液、刺激胃液的分泌、有开胃、有解毒，甚至呢增强食欲的功能。
So according to some research, the appropriate amount of mustard oil can stimulate saliva and stomach secretions, which will increase your appetite.
但是食用过量的芥子油，就是说吃喜欢特别多的芥末，过量了以后呢，会导致阻挡生长发育，导致甲状腺肿大、代谢紊乱，出现中毒症状，甚至死亡。
However, too much of it can retard growth, can cause goiter, can disrupt your normal metabolism, and also cause food poisoning and even death.
请问弟兄姐妹们，十字花科蔬菜中所含的芥子油吸引菜粉蝶在它们的叶子上产卵，孵出幼虫，造成蔬菜的严重的危害，和我们今天的经文的内容有什么关联？
So what do all of these have in relevance to our sermon today?
我们暂且放下，先来进入我们今天的正文。Well,
let us drop that subject for now, but look at the scriptures first.
借着雅各书4章7到10节，继续接受归书两重天关于世俗的挑战的下半部分。So
we'll continue to talk. Continue our topic regarding the challenges we face from the world, scriptures from James 4 we just read.
那今天我们主要讨论7到10节，但是整个刚才我们读过的1到10节的经文向我们基督徒所发出的是关于世俗的挑战。Even
though we're going to focus on mainly on verses 7 to 10, but from 1 to 10, chapter 4 in James, address the worldly challenge to the Christians.
那上一讲1到6节的经文是接续前面雅各书3章13到18节关于智慧的挑战之后，进一步向我们发出的警示。So
last week we studied James 4:1-6, which is a continuation from actually chapter 3, verses 13 and 18. A warning was given to us.
警示我们怀有嫉妒和自私的野心的动机的这样的信徒，他不单会在教会里边，在信徒中处处制造混乱无序的局面，而更严重的是，挑起争端、挑起冲突，导致信徒之间的关系恶化。A
warning was given to those Christians with jealous and selfish motives. They not only create confusions and disorders in the church, but also cause strife, conflicts, and antagonized relationships.
我们承认在教会信徒之间不可避免的可能会发生这样那样的冲突。We
all acknowledge that conflicts between church members are inevitable.
发生冲突并不可怕，可怕的是发生冲突，这个冲突背后的原因。
However, conflicts are not the problematic in themselves. The reasons and motives behind them
are.
Now, conflicts also can reveal the true allegiance of the believers.
所以前面一到六节的经文是向我们展现的一个归属于世俗的信徒在冲突中他的所作所为。
So verses 1 to 6 show us the true behavior the worldly believers have when they involve themselves in conflicts.
所以一到六节是在冲突中检验归属感，与他人的冲突中他的表现，与自己个人的冲突中他自己的表现，和与上帝的冲突中他的所作所为，一览无遗在一到六节。
So in verses 1 to 6, it shows the conflicts that reveal their own conflicts with others, conflicts within themselves, and their conflicts with God.
那我们回顾一下，在上一讲我们做过两个解释和比喻。
Last week, I gave you two allegories.
第一个是雅各书四章一节，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
The first one is in verse 1. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this that your passions are at war within you?
这后半节描写的是一个满脑子充满了各种各样的私利、野心、欲望之间那种激烈的征战的那样一个信徒来到教会。
So the second part of the verse describes a believer who is filled with self-interest and ambition.
其实他带着这些他极不情愿的这些苦毒的嫉妒和自私的野心的动机。
So when it comes to church with these inner struggles of bitterness and self-ambitions,
虽然他极不情愿，但是客观上在他的身体里边已经被撒旦所武装到牙齿的，我们讲是三教九流的各路地方部队所占领，各自占山为王。
Even though he reluctantly comes to church with these inner struggles, he's already fallen victim to Satan's scheme, preoccupied with mob soldiers from gathered by Satan.
那些领域被占领的都是哪些领域呢？自我夸耀、贪恋地位、渴望尊荣、对权力的欲望、享乐的追求等等等等，这些各路部队都在里边打仗。
So he's preoccupied with arrogance, status coveting, glory desiring, power grabbing, pleasure seeking.
他们在里边争什么呢？他们不停地在大脑里边在那请功，在那邀赏，说派我们上前线吧，派我们去战斗吧，我又占领了一个山头，给我立功，给我受奖吧，等等这些。所以满脑子这样的一个信徒进到教会来，你看他想什么呀？
So his mind is filled with these desires and behave like different warlords that continue to fight to gain for its own cause.
苦毒和嫉妒和自私的野心，是不是很像刚才我们讲的那个十字花科蔬菜中所释放出来的芥子油？
So aren't these bitterness, jealousy, and self-ambitions like the mustard oil secreted by the cruciferous vegetables?
当我们内里发出来那些嫉妒、苦毒、自私野心的那些芥子油的时候，它吸引的是撒旦的三教九流的部队。进驻我们的身体。
They attract the cabbage white butterflies sent by Satan, giving our, like these, mob soldiers.
不单毁坏我们自己的身体，毁坏一颗菜，而是毁坏其他的整个蔬菜基地，毁坏我们的群体。
Not only destroying self, but also providing a breeding ground for the pest to damage other produce, ultimately.The affected entire crop.
相对而言，刚才我们读的雅各书四章六节后半部分，上帝阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So in contrast, what does James 4:6 say? It says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
雅各书四章六节，彼得前书五章五节， 都是源自于、引自于箴言三章三十四节。
So James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5 all quoted Proverbs.
上次我们跟大家分享过阻挡，阻挡这个意思呢，就是抵挡，就是敌对，就是拒绝，就是压服，就是对抗，是一个军队的用语。
So last week we talked about this word to oppose. What does the word mean? It's a military word. It means to resist, to fight against, to refuse, to oppress, and to thwart.
这意思就是像是说耶和华上帝亲自组建了一支特种部队，随时准备与心中因着极度的苦毒、嫉妒、自私、野心，加上骄傲之心的这样的动机的信徒所引致的撒旦驻扎在他身体里边的三教九流各种的乱七八糟部队。
So it's like God, Jehovah, has built a special force to fight against the mob soldiers of bitterness and selfish ambitions and pride organized by Satan.
所以请问弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意使自己的身体成为魔鬼、撒旦、三教九流各路地方部队的驻地、驻扎基地呢？而与耶和华上帝的这种特种部队进行作战呢？使我们自己的身体受害呢？还是愿意接受上帝所赐下的恩典恩惠呢？
So do we want our body to be encamped by the mob of Satan and be sacrificed in the fight against God's special forces? Or to receive the abundant grace from God?
或者说我们如何才能够使自己心中的那些苦毒、那些自私的野心、那些骄傲等这些芥子油被压制不散发出来。
In other words, how can we stop the mustard oil of bitterness and self-ambition and pride from spreading?
唯一的一条道路就是雅各书四章七到十节所指示我们的，依靠上帝的大能将我们内心的那些芥子油遮盖压制。
The only way is, as James 4:7-10 instructed, to cover and oppress or suppress them by the power of God.
归属于上帝的国度，就是关于世俗的挑战的下半部分。
So today we shall begin to talk about returning to God's reign.
首先从第七节的上半部分，归顺上帝，故此你们要顺服上帝。
First of all, this first part of verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God.
自古以来，从旧约到新约时期，从以色列民到今天的万民，顺服这个词一直在圣经中是一个非常非常重要的命令。
So for generations from Old Testament to the New Testament, Israelites to all nations, submission is a key commandment.
特别是在新约圣经的教导中，孩童要顺服父母，妻子呢要顺服丈夫，奴隶要顺服主人，个人呢要顺服那在上掌权的等等。
We all know in New Testament teaching, repeatedly, children should submit to parents, wives to husbands, slaves to masters, and people to the rulers.
请问弟兄姐妹们，顺服这个词最准确的表达的含义是什么？
So how do we express the word, what the meaning of submission?
什么叫顺服？顺服说白了应该是臣服。俯首称臣的接受。
So to submit means to subject yourself to someone, to bow and to be accountable to.
但是我们人类已经习惯于用我们自己的伦理道德，用我们自己的是非观，用我们自己的价值观先去判断之后才做出决定，是不是？
But we are so used to judge with our own ethical or value system will make a decision after we have determined if it's good for us or not.
我认为你的要求对我有利，我认为你是正确的，我就顺服。否则呢？
I'll only go along with you if it is seemingly correct or it's beneficial to me. Otherwise, no such law.
请问，有条件的、有选择的听从叫不叫顺服？叫不叫？
So is conditional or selective complying submission?
我们的回答是不叫，无条件的执行才是顺服。
No, to execute orders unconditionally is a true science of submission.
那我们今天的信徒呢，是把这种有条件的、有选择的听从，无意识的带进教会生活中来了。
So today we Christians often subconsciously bring conditional and selective submission into the church.
而且是带到了上帝的面前。Also
before God.
成了一个有条件的、有选择的信徒。We
have become a conditional and selective believer.
你对我有利，我就信你。Only
believe you when it is beneficial to me.
你对我有利，我就听你。I'll
comply if it's beneficial to me.
说白了，这是。 彻头彻尾的顺服。
But in reality, this is a rebellious believer.
但是请问，我们生活在世界中，我们有没有顺服，或者在我们的脑子里边有没有给顺服留下一席之地呢？
So let's think about a bit. Have we often submit unconditionally in real life?
在军队中，我们会无条件的顺服那个在上当官的。In
the military, we submit to higher-ranking officers.
否则，我们很清楚是会被军队开除的。Otherwise,
we'll be discharged dishonorably.
在公司里，我们会无条件的顺服在上的老板，否则我们也很清楚会被公司开除的。
In the office, we submit unconditionally to our bosses, or we will be fired.
另外，在去年秋令会上，我曾经跟大家分享过，在当今的社会，无论是美国还是中国大陆，我们看到许许多多顺服的典范。The
last fall retreat, I also shared with you multiple exemplary submissions, both in the United States and mainland China.
在中国大陆，由于受到长时间的计划生育的政策影响，一对夫妇只能生一胎，侥幸生下双胞胎，那是壮举。As
a result of the one-child policy for population control in China, young couple are allowed only one child. Is extraordinarily lucky if they have twins.
一对年轻夫妇加上双方的父母六个人。 围着那个小皇帝团团转。Couples
and the parents from both sides, six adults, surround one little treasure.
六个人中，无论他的现任职务或者他原来的职务有多高，但是在这位宝贝心肝小皇帝面前是俯首称臣呐。那就词叫什么呀？ 俯首甘为孺子牛，趴在地上都甘心。So
all of these six adults, no matter what they do in their life, they come completely submissive before this little emperor, like they fall to their feet and follow the little kid's word everywhere, like lambs to the slaughter.
那在北美家庭中，从孩子出生到长大，家长一方面尽心尽责地对孩子无微不至的照顾。So
in the North America, the same way, parents care for their children to the most trivial details.
另一方面，还战战兢兢地学会了遵守儿童保护法的功课。But
also with fear and trepidation, they followed the Child Protection Act to the finest detail.
孩子再不调皮，再不听话。 也只能有限的，大多时候是默默的忍受。
They are not to discipline their children, no matter how out of control they become.
轻易不敢打骂，否则邻居或者孩子自己打一个911，你这俯首称臣的权利就被剥夺。
Otherwise, the neighbors or even the child himself will call the police and parents will be arrested and lose even the opportunity to serve their children.
青少年，你们长这么大，父母打骂过你们没有？有没有去打过911呀？
Our youth, have your parents disciplined you? Physical punishment?
感谢神，让我们从自己家庭成员中这种至亲至爱的亲人身上开始磨练学习顺服的功课。
So we thank God for the opportunity to learn how to be submissive from our loved ones at home.
这也说明我们人是会无条件的顺服的。
It also proves that we can unconditionally submit.
但是想问的是，来到教会之后，要我们无条件的去顺服那位创造我们的上帝，为什么那么难呢？
So if we could do that in our lives, why it becomes so difficult when it comes to be submissive to the Word of God?
难道圣经中没有把上帝那大而可畏的能量和他无限的恩典恩惠写得清清楚楚吗？
Does the Bible fail to show the great and awesome God and His abundant grace and blessing?
难道主耶稣那无与伦比的顺服 没有让我们看见这样一个榜样吗？
Are we so blind as to fail to see the example of submission of Jesus Christ?
腓立比书2章7节后边，成为人的样式8节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Philippians 2, 7 and 8 record, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he, Christ, humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.
那再问一个问题，魔鬼撒旦对上帝顺服吗？
Does Satan, the devil, submit to God?
魔鬼害怕上帝吗？
Does Satan fear God?
前面我们在雅各书2章19节，你信上帝只有一位，你信的不错，魔鬼也信，但他却是胆战心惊。Previously
in James 2:19 it says, "You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that."
所以再问，我们害怕魔鬼吗？害怕吗？
Do we fear Satan, the devil?
顺服上帝的恩典恩惠，就是我们要顺服上帝所得的最大的恩惠，就是能够借着他的大能，怎么样啊？抵挡魔鬼。The
greatest blessing we receive when we submit to God is by His power and grace we could resist Satan.
雅各书4章7节后半部分。 务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。James
4:7, the second half says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
哇，新约圣经多次提醒我们怎么样？要逃避，要远离撒旦魔鬼的罪恶诱惑。The
New Testament teachings often remind us to flee and distance ourselves from the temptation to sin from Satan.
唯有雅各。 还有使徒彼得，他们大胆地鼓励我们要抵挡魔鬼。Only
James Peter bravely encouraged us to resist him.
请问靠我们自身柔弱的这个肉体的这种力量，能够抵挡魔鬼吗？
So can we by our own measly strength resist Satan?
凭什么魔鬼就离开我们走了？
And why and by what should Satan flee from us?
就凭着彼得前书呼吁我们的，要用坚固的信心。
By two things. First, what Peter calls to resist by faith.
凭着雅各在这里教导我们的对上帝的顺服，坚固的信心，对上帝的顺服，这是抵挡魔鬼，让魔鬼逃跑的最最有力的武器。
And secondly, is what James teaches us here by submission to God. In other words, trust and obey.
在东南亚地区，民间宗教非常的杂乱，邪灵盛行。
So in Southeast Asia, folk religion is rather popular, and evil spirits are everywhere.
有一位前去培训辅导当地教会领袖的牧师回来之后呢，跟我分享了一个故事。
So a pastor who just returned from a training camp.Told me a true story encountered while in China.
说是有一户人家遭遇了重大的磨难，他们花了重金，请了当地一位大仙到家里边施法。
So family was in great misfortune and spent a fortune to hire a local shaman or a priest to cast a spell on the house in order to change the fortune.
那位大仙在家里边使出了九牛二虎的力气，叮叮咣咣的。结果不灵。
However, after Herculean effort, it was fruitless.
他自己纳闷说自己一向是很灵光的。
The priest was bewildered by his own ineffectiveness since he was quite successful in the past.
他就问这家主人说你们家有没有外人呢？主人说没有啊。
So then he asked the host if there were any visitors in the house.
然后那位大仙的重新来过一遍，依然没有一点效果。
So the priest tried his tricks again, but still was of no avail.
然后他就在这家人的前屋后院到处转，转转转，转到他们前厅有一个临着大街的小房间里边，有一个小孩坐那看电视。他就问这个家人：“这孩子是谁？”邻居说：“家人说是我们邻居的一个孩子。”
So he therefore walked around the house looking for clues of why of what interfered with his power. He then saw a child in the living room watching TV. Who's that child? He asked. It's the neighbor's kid, said the host.
结果那个主人话音一落，突然一想起，哦，他们家是信耶稣的。
But suddenly dawned on the host that he said his family are Christians.
那个大仙听了以后吃惊地说，赶紧让他离开。
Shockingly, the shaman asked the host to get rid of the kid as quickly as possible.
邪灵、魔鬼，在一个相信上帝的一个小孩子跟前，他都胆怯。
The evil spirit, the devil, fears even a God-believing child.
所以，请问，那究竟我们怎样的表现才能说明我们对上帝的顺服啊？
So how do we reveal our submission to God?
那就是与上帝亲近。
Number one is to come near God.
雅各书四章八节，你们亲近上帝，上帝就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
James 4:8 says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you." Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
有人可能会说，怎么样才能与那位看不见、摸得着的上帝亲近呢？
Someone may ask, how to come near a God who is invisible and untouchable?
每周我们到教会来，出门之前，当然也包括我们去工作、去学习。出门之前呢，盼望我们来一个脑筋急转弯。
Every week before coming to church, or even going to work or going to school, I hope you have a sudden, make a sudden decision.
我们要仰望上帝说，主啊，求您将我手上为了满足我自己的私欲那个欲望，那种事情放下来吧。
I hope you look to God and ask.Lord, help me to drop those things that serve only my own selfish desires.
求您将我心中那种苦毒、嫉妒的那个散发出的那个芥子油的那个气味压下去吧。
Remove or suppress the odor of the mustard oil, that is bitterness and jealousy.
求您用您的大能的恩典压制他们，以免使他们向外发散，招惹祸。
Cover that mustard oil in me with your mighty power and grace, lest they might invite trouble.
求上帝赐我属天的智慧，使我能够守洁心清的，能够来到教会，怀着一颗单单纯纯的心来敬拜上帝，来学习神的话语。阿门吗？
Grant me the wisdom from above that I could come to church with a clear conscience. I want to worship you with a pure heart and serve with your grace and power. Amen.
让我们求神帮助我们，按着他所赐给我们的恩典恩赐，力所能及的，能够参与教会的一切的服事。
So by the grace of God and His gifts and power that we can come and participate in the service.
我们所生活的这个被称之为以基督教立国的国度。
United States, the so-called country founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
离上帝越来越远，已经是一个不争的事实了。
It's drifting further away from God. This is an undisputable fact.
我们看一些经文，《申命记》18:9-12，你们到了耶和华上帝所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。你们中间不可有人是儿女精火，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的、用迷术的、教鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。凡行这些事的，都为耶和华所憎恶。
Deuteronomy 18:9-12 says, "When you enter the land of the Lord your God has given you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their sons' daughters in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is medium or spiritist, or who counsels the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord."
虽然我们今天生活的这个社会高举的是什么？高举的是科学，高举的是理性。
So in the society today that we live in, upholds science and logic.
但是占卜在我们生活的这个国度里边，仍然非常非常的活跃。
Divination remains rather popular.
活跃流行，大家知道流行到什么程度吗？
To what degree?
美国前总统里根，他的太太叫什么呀？叫 Nancy。他太太经常呢，是里根允许的，向那些占星术那些家们去请教。
Nancy Reagan, the wife of late President Ronald Reagan, frequently consulted astrologers.
他请教的什么呀？不是为了他的家事，而是为了总统什么时候开会议，在什么地点开。
To decide on the meeting schedule and, location for her husband, the president.
白宫有一位退职的要员叫威根，写过一本书，中文翻译它叫《澄清记录
A retired former Secretary of Treasury Donald Reagan disclosed in his book titled For the Record.
他的书中披露说占星术在白宫影响了每一个重要的计划和决定。
In that book, it discloses astrology influenced every major plan and decision of the White House.
我想请大家记住，有一段经文，就是《申命记》28章，大家回去以后读一读。 就像刚才我们读那一段，神说你要照着这个执行，我给你的福是开始天上的福库，你要不照这个执行，然后给的惩罚，大家回去可以读一读神命记二十八章。
I hope you go home and read Deuteronomy chapter 2. It records the blessings that God promised to his people if they obey him, and also the curse if they disobey him.
那我们今天经文的最后两节九到十节是对我们信徒是否愿意顺服亲近上帝，是否归属于上帝的，我说它是一个颠覆的回归的命令。
So the last two verses today addresses a command that believers should respond to God's if they are willing to submit to or obey him.
他要求我们要有七情六欲的回归，归属于神。
It demands that we should submit all our emotions to him.
雅各书四章九到十节，你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷，勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Verse 9 says, grieve, mourn, wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up.
看到这两节经文，我不知道大家有什么想法反应。
I don't know what your initial response would be when you read these two verses.
能够帮助我们认识这段经文的是旧约有一个小先知书叫约珥书。
However, the book of Joel in the Old Testament can help us understand the meaning expressed here.
出发。
There's a van out there, purple color. The alarm is off. If that is your automobile, maybe you could go.
没在楼上，可能在楼下。好，回到我们讲的旧约小先知书约珥书，它描绘的是人类末期上帝审判的灾难日子到来的时候对人们的呼吁。
That verses from Book of Joel actually depicts the end times when God's final judgment is upon the people.
约珥书二章十一节，因为耶和华的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
So in Joel 2:11 it says, the day of the Lord is great and it is dreadful. Who can endure it?Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning.
其实我觉得弟兄姐妹们读经的时候，许多时候我们不要误解。你看这里，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁苦，那是不是说就反对我们基督徒生活中喜笑欢乐呀？
Let us not be mistaken. Turn laughter to mourning and joy to gloom.The scripture is not against Christian having laughter or joy.
我们要了解这里这个喜笑这个词儿。
We have to understand the word laughter.
在旧约中是指的那些愚昧人的嘲弄的笑声。
The laughter in Old Testament points to the mocking of the foolish.
他们嘻嘻哈哈的拒绝承认人的罪。
Who continue to laughingly refuse to deal with the sin.
那在我们生活的这个时代，嘻哈嘲弄上帝的人更不在少数。
Today, many are still mocking God.
他们生活在享乐的那种人生的哲学中。哇，吃个快乐吧，因为明天我们就要死了。
They continue to indulge in hedonistic lifestyle, eat and drink and be merry for tomorrow we die.
这种嘻哈实际上是完全忽视了主耶稣宣告他要再来 要实行审判的那个可怕的时间，那个瞬间，那个宣告。
Totally ignoring the dreadful fact that Lord Jesus Christ will return to judge the world.
我们今天的信徒许多时候实际上陷入了一种，就是将上帝的那种原谅，将上帝的那种怜悯，认为是本来吗？理所当然的。
Today Christians have taken for granted the forgiving and merciful nature of God.
这就是雅各借着经文在这里所切切盼望的，勿要在上帝的面前自卑。
That's why James, Elder James, hoped that all would humble before the Lord.
勿要在上帝的面前彻底的、全然的悔改。
And completely repent their old ways.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当上帝将我们从谦卑而升高的时候，那个时候才是我们信徒真正欢喜快乐的时候，对吗？
Because only when we humble ourselves and when God lifts us up, that's where when real joy comes.
上一周我向大家展示过二次大战期间英国首相丘吉尔的一张照片。
Last week I showed you the portrait of Winston Churchill.
愤怒的丘吉尔。
So-called angry Churchill.
并且呢，使大家也了解到丘吉尔，他虽然嗜烟嗜血加如命，但是他依然活到了高寿91岁。
I also told you that Churchill, he lived to 91 years of age, even though he smoked heavily.
他长寿的秘诀，简单讲就是意志坚强、宽宏大度、开朗乐观，能够谅解他人的过失，特别是能够谅解那些曾经反对过他的人。
The key to his longevity is simple. He's determinate, he's magnanimous, he's exuberant, he's forgiving even those who strongly opposed him.
那些曾经强烈的反对过他的人，他都能够谅解。
He forgave those who opposed him strongly.
1941年12月，丘吉尔访问加拿大，他在国会发表完讲话之后，加拿大总理呢就邀请他说呢，我们当地首都有一个小伙子搞摄影，给你拍张照片。他是搞室内摄影的，在美国学过。
So in December 1941, Prime Minister Churchill visited Canada after addressing the House of Commons in Ottawa. The Prime Minister of Canada arranged a photo session by a young photographer.
这个摄影师名叫 Yusuf Karsh,
named Yusuf Karsh.
由于事先没有通知丘吉尔首相，所以他接着他就点上一支雪茄烟，有些不情愿地说：“你怎么没有告诉我呢？提前告诉我。”
However, without being advised ahead of time, Churchill was a bit perturbed. He lit a cigar and reluctantly stood before the camera.
嘴巴没有讲出来，说：“你让这么一个年轻的摄影师给我拍照，行吗？试试。”
Even though he came inside, he did not voice his frustration. You, as a young, experienced photographer, to take a picture of me?
那灯光布置好了以后，也测试完了以后呢，摄影师呢就看着他一脸悠闲的，还有一些不情愿的抽着雪茄，就跟他说：“您能不能把雪茄拿开？”他呢，我行我素。
To make things worse, after the lighting arrangement was set, the photographer asked Churchill to remove his cigar. But Churchill continued to puff mischievously.
结果这个摄影师呢，背后拿着快门线就到跟前，对不起，疼，就把他烟拿开了以后就躲过来了。
So the photographer walked up to Churchill and said, "Forgive me, sir," then casually plucked the cigar out of his mouth.
就在丘吉尔怒目可视，自己被冒犯的瞬间，摄影师摁下了快门键。
So in that moment, while the photographer walked back toward his camera, he clicked his camera remote and took that angry picture of Churchill.
就是这么一幅挑战者姿态的愤怒的丘吉尔，这张照片成为二战时期英国不屈不挠、决心作战到底的勇气的象征。
So what led out was the determined look of Churchill's face, which was in fact a reflection of his indignation.
从此这张照片出现在世界各种出版物以及纪念邮票上，也成就了一个摄影的名家。
So this portrait, angry Churchill, has become iconic in his determination and resiliency during Second World War. Portrait has appeared in the front of countless magazines and stamps. And Karsh also became a world-class photographer overnight.
但是，当时由于丘吉尔首相因着自己被冒犯而性情，他自然的反应。脸上露出不愉快的表情，但是他很快呢就脑筋急转弯，向这位年轻的摄影师表示了歉意。
However, after Churchill felt offended and revealed his natural expression of displeasure, he immediately changed his heart and apologized to the young photographer.
当然他没有想到他那张照片的效果，如果想到的话他不会表示歉意，但是他脑筋急转弯说，你竟能让一个怒吼的狮子静静地站在这里让你拍照。
He walked up to the photographer, shook his hand and said jokingly, "Young man, you can't even make a roaring lion stand still to be photographed."
接下来他就邀请那位摄影师说，再拍一张，再给你个面子。这张呢就是微笑的丘吉尔。
Then he asked Karsh to take another picture, this time him smiling and kind. However, the second picture was less memorable.
所以我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享的就是，当我们在教会、在家庭、在工作、在学习的环境中遇到我们自以为被冒犯的时候，那样的境况的时候。
So in church or home or at work, we also encounter similar situations when we are offended by someone.
当我们像丘吉尔那样准备张怒的时候，我们盼望我们要脑筋急转弯，思想一下，我们是属神的人呢，还是属世俗的人。
So when that happens, I hope you also will have a quick change of heart and think if we belong to the world or if we belong to God.
让我们记住愤怒的丘吉尔、微笑的丘吉尔这两张笑脸。
So keep the smiling face of Churchill in your mind instead of the angry one.
最后我请我们一起来诵读雅各书四章六节后半部分这段经文，我们先用中文再用英文。
So let's read together James 4:6.
来，上帝阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
English: God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble.
我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌《使命》。
Let's now sing the responding hymn.